This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news. Coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Friday, the 23rd day of March, 2018. I am your host, Alex Jones. Going to be here for the next 4 hours. We got Roger Stone popping in to give us his take on Donald Trump's new national security advisor, Mr. Bolton, who a lot of people really don't like, including myself, because he still pushes the failed Iraq war and other things like that. But the word is on Bolton, he knows all the connections, he knows all the players in the State Department, in the UN, in the Pentagon, and that he will be an apparatchik or a tool, effective munchkin, to use his words, to carry out the policies that the president wants carried out, and that he won't sit there and leak information like McMaster did as a final attack. In fact, it was 10 days ago. I remember, 10 days ago, last Monday, not this Monday, but the Monday before last, that Roger Stone was on the show, and he said he will be gone within 10 days. And 9 days later, the announcement that McMaster was gone was there, obviously probably accelerated a little bit of time by the fact that the word is he's the leaker on Chief of Staff Kelly saying, don't congratulate Putin. And then Trump, being president again, going and doing what he wants to. Obama congratulated Putin on his election. You can argue he keeps himself in state power and media power to have political power so people believe in him and vote for him, but it's they don't call the communist Chinese dictator a dictator when he is appointed by the Communist Party and now for life. He had them make him a dictator and even strip their powers. So the media won't call him a dictator. Cover of all the papers this weekend when his vice president became co-dictator, they said, oh, he was elected. And you'd read the whole article and never tell you by the Politburo. By the Central Committee. So little things like that get in my head. It's not about defending Putin or saying he's perfect. I'm just tired of the lies. Vladimir Putin is not a dictator. A strong man, yes. A loved strong man. The communist Chinese president is a dictator by the very classic definition of it, like his predecessor, Mao Zedong. I'm going to stop right there. We're going to get into Bolton. I'm going to get Professor Boyle on, who's worked with him and went to school with him and knows him. He's going to come on and talk about Bolton today. I know Pachinik doesn't like him. We're trying to get a hold of him. He wants to pop in. But we'll get your take on that. But for me, it's a side issue. It's going to be just brief footnotes from these guys because they want to comment. And I want to hear what they have to say, but I'm not worried about it. Because you're going to get Donald Trump's policies, what we elected him for, not Bolton's. So we're going to be breaking all of that down today. There's been a new sickening attack by Stephen Colbert and the main star, stupid Hollywood term, of Silicon Valley, misrepresenting what I said about Silicon Valley, what I said. I think I even went shooting with that guy once, with Mike Judge. I think I met that guy. As if I was attacking him personally, Thomas Middleditch, that's even a real name, I was pointing out that the cover of the magazine talking about the triumph of beta males was globalist propaganda. again, they always just turn everything around that, oh, I'm attacking the poor actor. No, I was attacking the push of beta males.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Friday worldwide transmission, the 23rd day of March 2018. I am your host, Alex Jones. We have a plethora of informative guests joining us today to get into President Trump's new national security advisor, Mr. Bolton, Paul Joseph Watson, Professor Francis Anthony Boyle, Roger Stone, who's friends with the new national security advisor, good friends with him. They drink whiskey and play poker together for 30 years. So he'll be giving us his take on him. He likes Bolton. He says Bolton is an apparatchik, and that means he will follow Trump's orders and will not leak and is dog-like in his loyalty. So that's the case, even though I disagree with some of Boyle's views, then I trust the president. But the president, you know, brought some good people in. He's brought some bad people in. That's why Trump said you're going to see a lot of hiring and a lot of firing during the campaign. He said, I'm going to go through a lot of people till we get the best team. That's what corporations and companies do. That's what the military does for special units and things, is that you've got to go through a lot of people to find the best. This thing of just, oh, you got put in there, so now you're there for 4 years or 8 years is what's brought us this whole stagnant situation we're facing as a culture. So for me, Bolton is a side issue, but we will get into John Bolton here today and look at different perspectives of five horrifically bad foreign policy ideas that Donald Trump should disqualify John Bolton for. So we're going to be looking at all of that today, obviously. The big story, though, is President Trump's speech yesterday for 15 minutes before he signed the new WTO complaint, moving forward with $60 billion. First, the news said 50, but once he announced, it was $60 billion. But as the president pointed out, it's $400 to $500 billion a year, depending on how you look at the numbers, that communist China puts on us. It's like $400 billion classic trade deficit through tariffs, unless you look at the corporate taxes every year that stay there, because now there's 0% tax. They were 15. We were 40. You add that, it's another 100-plus billion. Some numbers have it at $990 billion a year. The lowest numbers at about $850 million a year. Global trade deficit, and $500 billion conservatively of that is China. They're more than half of it. They're the issue. And, of course, the U.S. accuses China of stealing patents in WTO complaint. That's like accusing humans of breathing oxygen. China disregards everything, steals everything on record, and then U.S. companies and U.S. courts and the federal marshals politically get the order to stand down and let China engage in the gang raping of this country and the total deindustrialization in the globalist own words to teach us a lesson and to bring us to heel. Just like Hillary said, black people were super predators, had to be brought to heel like a dog. It's the same mindset of breaking the people through economic conquest and control. That's the theme of the New World Order. Well, I've been putting that message out for decades, and it's a message that's based on what the globalists have said and what they've done. And people like President Trump have been putting that message out for 40 years, and now we've got somebody in there. We've got somebody in there to understand what's going on. The media is spinning it that it's going to hurt innovation, it's going to hobble innovation. No, it's not. China puts out a bunch of copied crap as cheaply as they can. I'm not kidding. Half of what you buy made in China breaks before you get it out of the box. You get it out, it's broken. Or it breaks in a month. It is, you order, you know, you'll be sitting there looking at these catalogs on the airplane. You order, you know, some laser cat toy like I did where the cats walk around and it shoots lasers out. It's broken when it comes out of the box. I mean, it's just, it's a joke. Why do we do this? We threw away our industry. We threw away quality. We threw away everything for the communist Chinese. Their own people don't even get any of the wealth. But that's the thing about evil. Evil always only hurts people, including those that are on top. They think they're getting ahead, but it always ends up hurting them. So that's big news. We're going to be getting into all of that. Also, Reuters reports, it's up on Infowars.com, U.S. warships, because it's one big ship, but it's got support ships, sail near disputed island in South China Sea, officials say. Latest attempt to counter what Washington sees as China's efforts to limit freedom of navigation. Yeah, they're just taking over waterways that have been used for thousands of years by everybody and just saying it's theirs. And building artificial islands to expand their range another 12 miles each time. It is incredible. That is all coming up. But then I've got this stack of news that is just as amazing. France has another terror attack. Two dead, dozens injured as ISIS gunman takes hostages in supermarket. Moroccan terrorist demanded release in 2015. Paris attacker Salah Abdeslam. Meanwhile, German minister on migrant, a German minister for Merkel, says knife crime may be up 1,200%, but he said don't let people get close to you. Be sensitive. It's your fault. The Muslims are stabbing you. You cannot make this stuff up. Just like the mayor, the Green Party mayor of Cologne that told the women, that hundreds that got raped in one night on video, she said, wear bracelets that say don't rape me in Arabic and don't dress sexy. That's right, girls. The feminists tell you, listen to Linda Sorcerer, gonna cut those genitals off. There's nothing more liberal. White farmers flee South Africa in fear of land grab. And then I've got the president, the vice president, the defense minister, and the second biggest party, communist leader, all on video, we heard it last week, saying, we're going to take all your land and kill you. And then the communist leader came out yesterday and made fun of the whites and said, better leave the keys and the tractors and everything if you want to get out of the country alive, and called Australia racist for saying they'd take white farmers. I mean, you got the president saying, we're going to take your land. You'll be lucky if you make it out alive. You got the communists saying, we're going to slit your throat, whites. And it's happening everywhere. And then when they try to get out, the communist leader and others say, we're not letting you go. We're going to make sure you turn everything over to us or you're dead. And it's liberal. Oh, it's so liberal. White genocide. That's coming up. It's all coming up today and so much more. Got a ton of clips. David Hogg doesn't get detention anymore, so he's running around in tirades, cussing, all of this, saying horrible things about me, you name it, we've got those clips coming up, and I think he's just a wonderful person and a hero, so I'm not going to say anything bad about him, because CNN says I'll have my free speech taken. I'm not allowed to criticize grown young men in a man's world cussing at people and shooting their mouths off, but we're going to play those clips coming up, and I think he has his free speech, I don't, I agree with him. And I want to thank him for teaching me in America how we should behave. Thank you, David. Now, before we go any further, We have a huge sale on Supermelt Vitality that is cold press herbs and compounds. Takes up to 6 months to produce it. That's why we sell out of it quite a bit. 25% off. Super Female Vitality, 25% off your purchase. Supports the broadcast. Also, Myco ZX is now stronger. And it's now lower price because I signed a year contract to get more of it. It is the amazing compounds that go in and destroy the candida, the mold, the yeast, the create walls inside of your body that don't let the nutrition go through, that cause all sorts of problems. It's such a big part of the missing link out there for people's health, in my view and my research. These are good compounds for your body. But cut through that. It's the other side of the equation of probiotics. And we have Biome Defense and other great probiotics at InfoWarsLife.com. But it is those products that help you and your family and make this broadcast possible. We're about to have to end the Myco ZX sale because we'll be sold out in a couple of weeks at this rate. Rainforest is close to selling out. I've still got it 25% off our best-selling nootropic. We're about to sell out of the prebiotic fiber and so much more. But, hey, when that sells out, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock next Friday.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So, if you go back to the eve of the Gulf War, the second Gulf War in 2003, it was then private citizen Donald Trump, who was on Fox News twice and CNN once, in the clips we can find, saying, I don't think this is a good idea. I don't think we should go in there. Saddam Hussein is not a good guy, but he's nothing compared to some other people in the regime. Why are we destabilizing the area? But if we go in, it should be quick and we should get out fast. They would then take the end of that quote in the Washington Post, the New York Times, and cut it off and have him say, we need to get in and get out quick. No, he said, we shouldn't do this, but if we're going to do it, we need to get in and get out quick. Now, the left hated that fact that they'd all been pretty much pro-war, that Trump had been right. It was also Senator Rand Paul that came out and was against the war ongoing, but he wasn't in office back when all of that started. In fact, he's just up for re-election here after his first election as a freshman to the U.S. Senate. And that whole wave that's brought Trump in, and the Tea Party, and the Freedom Caucus, and the rest of it. So that said, everybody is freaking out over John Bolton, and I'm not. Because Trump brings in a big, diverse group of people. Take the outgoing economic advisor, Mr. Cohn. Well, he disagreed with Trump on globalism and nationalism and on tariffs and all the rest of this. And Trump used him for a year to find out how the system worked, to make all the contacts, and now he's gone. McMaster is a globalist that has been leaking and has been giving intel to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. We know that. He's been playing a double game, and Trump's gotten rid of McMaster. Remember when McMaster went on television last year, back in April and May, and said, we're going to have an invasion of Syria, we're going to take Assad out? Trump said, no, we're not. They didn't start the war. We're going to kick ISIS and Al-Qaeda out. Then we're going to stabilize the area and try to have a coalition government with Saudi Arabia and others being part of it. And now that's happening. The beginnings of that's happening. So Trump is really pragmatically, whether it's North Korea or whether it's Syria, really trying to stabilize things, but doing that through positions of strength, saying to China, no, you're not allowed to build artificial islands all over the South China Sea, right off the coast of the Philippines. Even in old ancient Chinese maps that are 1,000 years old, they don't claim that they own that area. They've never had claim on it, and it's out of control. So Trump's got U.S. warships right there in their face, escorting Japanese and South Korean and Saudi Arabian and British and Moroccan and American ships through there. And that's because that's what the United States is doing, is securing our economic position, using our military to protect our seaways and to protect our commerce and industry, but not using it to go start wars, not using it to destabilize, not using it to stir things up. Trump is a businessman. He is pragmatic. He knows real warfare, 90% of it, is economic and informational. Less than 10% is physical. The communist Chinese have got 98% of the world's rare earth minerals, when they didn't have any of it 50 years ago. They've got giant farming operations in Latin America, Africa, Asia, you name it. They are rapidly expanding, and it would be the Chinese century, headed up by a communist dictatorship that's anti-American and very, very dangerous. Trump realizes the single pronged spear attack of military power is not going to do it. We need the pincer attack of military power, economic power, but with a trifecta, the cultural superiority of free market Americana. That is the trifecta, and that beats the communist Chinese and their monopoly command and control system. They are a joke unless America basically doesn't use its gravitas and its soft power. And so Trump got up there with the vice president and said the era of economic surrender is over. We got these clips coming up. He also talked about how he meets with the South Korean and the Chinese dictator and, you know, all the rest of them. And they smile. They laugh. They know it was globalism. They know it was the Trilateral Commission set up 40 years ago, 41 years ago. They know it was all done to siphon off the United States wealth and build it overseas where it's command and control and vertically integrated. And so they've got $500 billion, depending on how you slice it, $400, $600 billion of our $900-plus billion trade deficits with China. More than half of it is. And he's saying, you're lucky it's only $60 billion. That's why it's the first of many orders. Because you guys are screwing us over. And you guys are using your own multinational power of all these groups of countries, as President Trump said, coming together, Europe, communist China, you name it, to screw the United States. Because the other countries want deals. South Korea just doesn't let China push it around. Japan doesn't do that, vice versa. Same thing with other BRICS countries. Same thing with the EU. They all make deals with each other constantly. Horse dealing. Horse trading on who's going to get this, who's going to get that. It's all reciprocal minutia. Instead, we have this fake libertarian movement that's not libertarian, that's economic surrender, the Heritage Foundation, all of it, runs up this huge white flag back in the 70s. It'd already begun before that. And says, we're for free trade. We're for a fair trade. We're for a free trade. We're for a fair trade. Fair trade, fair trade, free trade, free trade. Which means no controls, no tariffs, no nothing. Dump whatever you want on us, but not the other way around. And that's the issue, is that if the world wants to be in an orgy of truly free market and ship anything around you want, do anything you want, that would probably actually be good for innovation and overall a good thing. But not when you're 50 years behind the eight ball of being selectively screwed over and your industry's been transferred. And it's not an orgy. We are chained up by our ankles with a line of 180 countries raping us. And I hate to use that analogy, but that's what it is. We got our hands on our ankles. We're getting annihilated politically, financially, culturally. We're paying for all of it, going into massive debt, because criminals hijacked our country and leveraged it to build their own global empire. And now, at the 11th hour, here comes Trump, who isn't out to get the country, and he just tries to do a little something for us. It's almost like giving us a wet rag for our forehead while they slit our throat. And you see oxygen come back into the economy, and you see things start turning around. And the globalists are pissed because they know if you wake up to that and understand this is by design, their game is over. Yeah, the Asian age gets it. Free trade, a corporate scam. That just means they dump whatever they want on you and exploit you and then have regulations on the other side so you can't sell anything. One-way streets aren't libertarian. They're frauds. And Trump is in there like a bull in a china shop, letting them know the day of America's surrender is over. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. There are stories on InfoWars.com that are of the very utmost importance. Julian Assange, that is nonpartisan, extremely honorable, extremely brave, and is quite frankly a living legend, in prison now for 4 or 5 years up there in the Paraguayan embassy in London. He has come out and said British government was involved in the plot to bring down Trump. Well, that's obvious. Pratt House, the CFR, all of that is an extension of Cecil Rhodes and the whole roundtable groups. It doesn't mean the conspiracy is British. Corporations use the British Empire model of the British East India Company, Dutch East India Company, for the modern global system. Cecil Rhodes wrote books about it. You know, they named an African country after him. So when people wonder how I know how all this stuff works, Carol Quigley wrote a book in the 60s for the CIA. Rhodes wrote books over 100 years ago about it. His plan was adopted. He used to write full-page articles in the Times of London. You can read them online. And you reached up, you wrote in like 1890, and you look at it, you go, my goodness, 130 years later, 128 years later, they did it. Well, you might want to read the next few chapters of what globalists then said in the 30s they were going to do. And what they said in the 60s they were going to do. Because what they wrote in the 30s, they've now pretty much gotten. Who am I talking about? Aldous Huxley, best-selling author. His brother, head of the World Eugenics Society. After Hitler made him look bad, in 47 they changed the name to the World Transhumanist Society. And if you read Brave New World, written in 1932... you go, my goodness, that's what's happening now. And you go, how did he envision this? Well, he wrote Brave New World Revisited in 61, right before he died. And he said, it's an actual world government plan of the British elite. To end the family, to end the sexes, all of it. So I'm going to tell everybody again. The reason they had Stephen Colbert attack me again last night. The reason they've got more than 10 programs attacking us weekly and daily. Not even counting CNN, Fox News, MSNBC. I mean, I get attacked everywhere. Because only academics are supposed to read this stuff. Well, guess what? If you understand Brave New World, you understand why I talked about the cover of the Hollywood Reporter magazine, The Triumph of Beta Males, a few weeks ago. And they made fun of that with the main star of Silicon Valley, and it's amazing that I didn't attack him personally. I know Mike Judge. In fact, I've met that guy South by Southwest 4 years ago. I've been shooting with basically the whole cast that goes back to the beginning. I've told you that. There's videos and photos of it. The point is that, and we're going to Roger Stone here in 1 minute. The point I'm getting at here is, that's how they turn this whole thing around. They're pushing beta male. They're pushing the end of the family. They're pushing soy boys. The sperm count's dropping. The testosterone's dropping. Everybody's getting cancer. Women are getting cancer. Women are hyper-feminized. Men are feminized. It's an agenda. And then instead of me going, oh, look, Hollywood Reporter, instead of them saying, oh, Jones criticized the push by the government for beta males, and by the UN and UNESCO, they turn around and say, oh, he attacked you as a person, saying you're a beta male, so that men that feel like beta males think I'm attacking them. And they point out on the show, we're not beta males. Well, no, I know that. I said they have alpha males pose as beta males to make that cool. So they, again, misrepresent everything I said. Can you guys pull up the actual cover? Just type in Hollywood Reporter, the triumph of the beta male. And it's we had articles at Infowars.com. Just type in Infowars.com after it and then put Triumph of the Beta Male. Watson's headline was, Hollywood Reporter celebrates the triumph of the beta male. If radio listeners want to see it. There it is. Good job. Thank you. New Hollywood Reporter covers celebrities' triumph of the beta male. And then it is a, not even subliminal, of gay men, that's the image of it, I'm not saying they're gay men, stacking, where they're all putting their hand in their pocket behind each other. Yes, they have a, what's the name of that? Hollywood bombards you with so much of the stuff, I even know the factoid name of it. It's called the, well, I'm not going to say it on air. So it's all in your face. And my issue is, why is this all what we're force-fed? Because, as Aldous Huxley said, my brother Julian Huxley runs the society. We're going to end the family, make men more feminine, make women more male, then make them sterile, and then phase humans out altogether. That's the globalist program, and it's a stated fact. And that's what Colbert, every time he attacks me, it's on chemicals in the water making the frogs bisexual or sterile, or those issues because they've got a directive as they process humanity into this beta male sterile program to make it a joke, to make it funny, and to neutralize it, because I'm here warning you about their main assault. I'm going to stop right there. Joining us for the balance of this hour is the former head of the Trump campaign and, of course, best-selling author, the only member of the folks with Nixon, supposedly, with the plumbers to not go to jail because he wasn't involved. Just quite a historical figure. Roger Stone, dreaded by the left, dreaded by the globalists. He knows John Bolton, now chapter and place McMaster. He predicted last Monday on this show, 10 days ago, that he would be gone within 10 days. And he was gone within 9. And people are flipping out saying, this is one of the architects of the fake Iraq war, something Trump was against, something Stone was against at the time, so was I. Why is this happening? Well, Roger has the answer, because he plays poker and drinks whiskey with Bolton, going back for decades. And he says, we don't have to worry our little heads about it. And I tend to trust Roger. Let's see what Mr. Stone has to say. Mr. Stone?
Thank you, Alex. You know, I do know John Bolton very well, and I think he's a good man. He was an early supporter of President Ronald Reagan. He's a real conservative. I don't think he is one of the architects of our failed Iraq policy. I think he is an operative, a highly skilled one, a very capable man, carrying out the orders of his boss in those days, George W. Bush. He's a vast improvement over General H.R. McMaster, whose clear ties to George Soros and the Open Society Institute we established right here at InfoWars. I honestly think that you will find Bolton to be a most capable executor of Donald Trump's foreign policy, as opposed to a guy making policy himself.
And let me just add this, not to brag, but why they fear InfoWars, why they fear you, why there's probably 500 articles a day lying about you, misquoting me. I mean, the lies have reached next level. We'll talk about some of that next segment so people can understand the level of propaganda we're dealing with here and why they're so afraid. But you wrote the articles for InfoWars 6 months ago exposing McMaster and this direct Soros mole, and that McMaster was Soros funding, and then you talked to Trump. Obviously, we won't talk about that, but Trump was shocked. Then he discovered McMaster was one of the main leakers, just got caught again last week with the whole Kelly thing, and the and this week the congratulation of Putin. So it is the InfoWars.com articles that got directly to the president, that were hand-delivered to him, that now caused the chain reaction for him to remove McMaster. So that's a whole other story.
No, I think you're absolutely right, Alex. The president is glad to hear alternative views, and I think he knows that he doesn't always necessarily get the straight story from the tight circle around him. That's why he's been making these big changes. That's why we have swapped out our Secretary of State, why we have swapped out our CIA director, why we are swapping out our National Security Advisor. These are all improvements from the previous appointees, in my opinion.
And we can see that Trump has set sail in year number 2 at a rampage, ramming speed for nationalism and to fulfill his other promises on so many fronts. So I agree with you. I think Bolton is an apparatchik from what we know, and he will implement the will of the president, and that's what matters. Let's talk about that of Fiona Hill, the Soros mole on the...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation.
at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Roger Stone last Monday said within 10 days, McMaster will be gone for leaking and because he's been working with George Soros. Incredible. He's gone. He told you back in January of this year, he said by the middle of March, Tillerson will be gone. He has the sources, as you know. And so now, is he selling us out with John Bolton? What's really happening and what's the next shoe to drop? We're also watching coming up next hour. Trump is set to give a press conference on the omnibus bill. This is the swamp striking back. I would expect the president to say he's going to veto it and send it back because all it has is defense, doesn't even have the border wall, and it is the biggest budget we've ever seen. We'll get Roger's take on that as well right now. Roger.
Now, Alex, I think John Bolton is a good man. He's a solid conservative, an early supporter of Ronald Reagan. I think he's more of an apparatchik, an operative, rather than a policymaker. He's very highly capable, and I think he will carry out the orders of his boss, in this case, President Donald Trump. The first order of business has to be firing Fiona Hill, the deputy national security advisor, who has previously spent 7 years working for George Soros, and who was, improbably, is today, a member of the Trump White House staff.
Amazing. What's the next shoe to drop, and what does this signify, the shakeup? We're already seeing action-wise from Trump. If you thought year one was good, standing up to China and its $500 billion trade deficit with us, standing up to their warships, threatening the Philippines, Japan, and others, moving U.S. warships in point-blank range, making North Korea come to the table, hundreds of billions in new jobs, millions of new jobs themselves, the border becoming secured, crushing the back of political correctness, pulling us out of TPP, renegotiating NAFTA and GATT. I mean, wow, the shakeup we're seeing is very nationalistic. To say what you want about Mr. Bolton, and he's got problems, obviously, but he is a nationalist, an anti-globalist.
Well, I would say this, Alex. The next thing that I believe the president is going to pull out of his hat is the denuclearization of North Korea. My sources tell me that there's a deal on the table that could be effectuated that would be a great plus for world peace. Now let's see what the president's critics have to say if he pulls that off.
Roger, I've been asking the questions here, but I got to go back to this. McMaster, how did you know last Monday, not this Monday, last Monday, 9, 10 days ago, that he would be gone within 10 days? And again, Fiona Hill, what's your intel on her? Because isn't she the key nexus with Soros?
Well, obviously, Alex, like any journalist, I cannot give up my InfoWars sources. But sources at the highest level in the White House told me that McMaster was on thin ice last year. He was survived only because of the shift from Reince Priebus to General Kelly, and General Kelly saved his job. We predicted some weeks ago that he was back on the skids. I predicted Monday his firing was 10 days away. You recall that Sarah Sanders, a very nice lady, vehemently denied that, said there were no changes being anticipated at the NSA. Now, 9 days later, he's out. InfoWars, once again, tomorrow's news today. As far as Fiona Hill is concerned, I have to believe that Bolton will bring in his own deputy. I expect to be that deputy to be a nationalist like Bolton, and I think it is bye-bye, Fiona Hill.
Well, I know Bolton is a nationalist, and he also doesn't like radical Islam. My problem is, even if he's a nationalist, he doesn't seem to find a war he doesn't like. I understand we need hawks to make North Korea get in line and China and others, but again, I just go back to our listeners being really, really worried about this. I'm not really worried because I trust Trump. He keeps bringing people in and finding out who will execute operations. And so, as you said, he is an apparatchik or a tool, and he knows everybody in the UN, in the State Department, in the CIA, in the Defense Department. So if Trump wants somebody that knows the lay of the land as a scout into this whole thing to take control of our military, then John Bolton's the perfect guy. It's my analogy from during the campaign. I said, I don't expect Trump to not get some goblin guys when he goes into Mordor, and I don't expect him to not get some goblin blood on him or goblin slop. I just don't want to, you know, catch him kissing goblins. I don't want to catch him in bed with a goblin. And that's really what it comes down to.
Well, but just think what a vast improvement Bolton will be over General McMaster. McMaster was a pipeline to Soros. McMaster was pushing to expand our involvement in Afghanistan and Syria. I don't think you'll see this kind of stuff from John Bolton. I actually think, on balance, the president's made an excellent choice, and I think we will be praising Bolton months from now.
And weren't you, I mean, I forget what's off record and what's on record. Didn't somebody very close to you, maybe the guy wearing a black hat right down in Roger Stone, didn't you recommend Bolton to the president?
I knew that he was under consideration. I said he was a very good man. I didn't nominate him or anything. There was some discussion that he might need to shave his mustache to get hired. Fortunately, that didn't happen because somebody photoshopped a picture of him without the mustache. Frankly, he looked ridiculous. So I think the president's making an excellent choice.
By the way, you're not joking. The president hates his mustache. That's really true.
Hates his mustache.
I mean, Trump tells him, shave that damn thing off. What is that, a rat?
The president,
what's the quote?
The president
calls
likes
it a rat?
That clean-cut look. You know, he likes that clean-cut look. And he likes to joke to Bolton about his Wilford Brimley-style mustache. But frankly, I'm glad he got the job. I think conservatives, anti-globalists, will be praising Bolton in a matter of months.
Why doesn't Bolton shave the mustache if the president asked him to?
Well, it's kind of a personal thing. I mean, Alex, if somebody asked you to change your hairdo, would you do it? No.
Well, it's only because I don't think about it. I mean, I don't put anything in my hair. I comb it about 30 seconds in the morning, as viewers can probably notice at the time. Yeah, there he is without a mustache.
Yeah. Bring back the stash.
Oh, my gosh. It does look like like he has like a mop broom or like one of those dust brooms under his nose. Getting serious, you always have a lot of stuff on your radar. What else are you looking at right now?
Well, there's a big move today because the Daily Beast, which is one of the least credible news organizations in the country, believes that they have proved that Guccifer 2.0 is a Russian hacker, which allows them to revive the headline, Trump associate Roger Stone was in touch with Russian hacker. Anybody who will look at that exchange between Guccifer 2.0 will realize it is perfunctory. It is innocuous.
No, it's you on a message board as a journalist. I mean, we were reaching out as well. We reach out to all the hackers. We want the scoops.
It's a smear. So the point is, my conversation with him anyway was ex post facto. It happened long after the DNC material had been published by WikiLeaks. This is meaningless, but it gives the left an opportunity to recycle that headline, Trump associate Roger Stone communicated with Russian hacker. It's fake news, Alex.
What do you think China's going to do? They say, quote, they're going to fight till the end against our, quote, tariffs when they're the ones with the tariffs on us.
Look, I think this is all negotiating posture between both sides. The Chinese have figured out what all these foreign countries have figured out. Trump is not a pushover. Trump will not draw a line in the sand and then watch you walk over it. Trump means business, and there's mutually beneficial business to be done between the United States and China. Trump is above all a deal maker who wants what's best for the United States. So how much of this is posturing for the negotiations ahead? I think that's most of it.
But Trump said that that they all laugh when he meets them because they know it's all one-sided globalism and that the era of our surrender, as Vice President Pence said, is over. Thank you, Roger Stone.
Well, I think in all honesty, when the president went to his first international meeting where he was essentially snubbed by all these snotty European leaders, they made an enormous mistake. All they did, I think, was force the president to double down in his resolve to bust up their combine and get better trade relations for the United States. Never underestimate Donald Trump.
That's right. Thank you, Roger Stone.
Thank you, Alex.
What an amazing time to be alive right now, ladies and gentlemen. What an incredible time to see such positive things happening. And it's just riveting to know they tried to intimidate, destroy Trump, tried to destroy his family, tried to destroy my family, and it didn't work. That said, the new thing I'm going to cover a little bit later in the next hour is all these articles, NPR and others, where they misrepresent what I've said. Here's one out of the New Zealand newspaper, and it says that Alex Jones has been banned off YouTube for bullying children. NPR is running reports almost every day. I've heard three of them this week that have been sent to me saying Jones has been sued for saying no one died in Parkland. So they're going even further than lying and saying that I bullied David Hogg or said that he was a crisis actor and said that he wasn't in the school. I never said that. I said they've been picked as spokespersons. They are on the acting club. They admit they're actors, but they're out here putting a PR stance out. So it's next level, folks. I'm not being sued for saying nobody died at Parkland. I'm being sued by the Vatican, basically, the Black Pope and Georgetown University for nothing to end the First Amendment. A foreign power is trying to end the First Amendment, and my lawyer said that the suit's a complete joke and a total fraud, and nothing they say I said. It'll be thrown out summary judgment. But they want the fraudulent headlines to make it look like we're going down and we're in trouble when we're winning and they're losing.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.